Good morning, brother and sister.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Alistair. Yeah, congratulations again, all these newly baptized brother and sister.
再次祝贺大家，新刚受洗的弟兄姐妹们。
And also thank Paul. He really went out of his way to baptize everybody. Not until I look at the video, I know how hard is it.
也是要感谢Paul弟兄，他去那个为大家来实习。但我看到这个视频的时候，我发现不容易。
The reason is very simple, because the power of God is working among us.
原因也很简单，因为神的能力在我们中间在工作。
The power is not from this world.
这个能力不是从这个世界上来的。
It's from above.
是上面来的。
So that's why Ephesians, Colossians, all these churches, the first thing talk about, we must make an effort to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以在哥罗西书和以弗所书呢，特别讲到那些教会，就是说我们要竭力保守神赐给我们合而为一的心。
Make an effort.
要竭力。
It means we have to do something too.
也就是说我们需要做一些事情。
You cannot depend on God to everything.
我们不可能就是说完全依赖神做一切的事情。
It's a partnership.
这是一个伙伴的关系。
God will do most of the thing, but we must do something by the power of God, by the Holy Spirit.
上帝做大部分的事情，但是我们跟神同工也要做一部分事情，是靠着圣灵的能力。
The reason why God sets theHoly Spirit is a good gift to us, is because that is the most important gift in your life.
那圣经上讲的原因说是神说他要把圣灵赐下来作为一个礼物赐给大家呢，大家要知道圣灵是最重要的礼物。
In a nutshell, the most important thing about the Bible, the Holy Spirit is that it will empower you.
那圣经里面讲到呢，圣灵最大的工作就是要来把能力赐给你。
It's a power that is much much more than we can imagine.
这个能力是远远超过我们所能想象的。
Now it's available to you.
像是今天呢，是能够赐给你的。
This is Ephesians chapter 3:20.
这是以弗所书第三章二十节讲。
Now to God, He's able to do much 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 more than you ask for or imagine.According to the power He's at work in you.
所以圣经上讲呢，就是说神呢，按照他所赐过我们的能力呢，要做超过你所求所想的事情。
When you go to Starbucks, you are different from other people.
如果你去星巴克，你跟别人不一样。
You look around, what's the difference?
那你觉得你跟别人不同的在哪里呢？
For me, it's a big difference when I see most of them are girls.
当我看的时候呢，不同的就是大部分的星巴克的人都是女生。
I studied the Bible, they talk.
我呢就读我的圣经，他们呢就开始讲话。
But they're understandable. But one thing the difference is, no matter man or woman, doesn't matter, you have the Holy Spirit inside.
但是今天不光是你是男是女，今天有圣灵在你的里面。
You are children of God.
你是神的儿女。
That is the blessing more than you are a billionaire.
那这个祝福呢，比你成为一个亿万富翁更加的重要。
Because that's eternal.
因为这是永恒的。
You are children of God. You inherit everything in the kingdom.
因为你是神的儿女呢，你继承神国度一切的东西。
That's why John said, "We are so blessed that you become the children of God."
所以在约翰福音约翰一书讲到呢，我们多么的受祝福，因为我们成为神的儿女。
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us because you are indeed the children of God.
他说神的慈爱是何等的浩大，因为我们真的成为了神的儿女。
Because the Holy Spirit in you, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Christ, now is in you.
因为圣灵就是神的父神的灵，圣子的灵呢，在你的里面。
You are born again.
你今天重生了。
Your level of life is same as God. You are not human anymore, unfortunately.
你今天在地上不再是个普通的人，你跟神的灵在你的里面。
You are not perfect in heaven, but you already the children of God. You are like a secret society.
你今天虽然不在天堂里面，但是你在神住在那里面。
Like a spy in the
你成为一个秘密组织的成员。 因为就像这个地上是一个间谍一样，再来到了这个地上。
Like a CIA，
也就像这个中央情报局的人。
Do a little bit of love, do a little bit of evangelism, do a little bit of care of the people on behalf of God。
你就以神的名呢，做一点这个帮助别人啊，来传福音啊，来做这个做那个。
In the kingdom of God, you are famous because you are the ambassador of Christ。
但是在神的国度里面，你是有名的，因为你是神的大使。
In the Satan's world, he doesn't want you to be here。
但是呢，在撒旦的国度里面呢，他不喜欢你在这里。
And Satan always say, "Hey, look for these guys, arrest them, and do something, and make them feel they belong to the world."
那撒旦呢，一直在找你，找你的麻烦，说：“嘿，我们知道这个人呢，我们找他一点麻烦，让他知道呢，他是属于这个世界的。”
The best Christian is the Christian half here, half there.
他就告诉你呢，就说你这个最好的基督徒呢，就是一脚踩在这只床上，一脚踩在那只床上。
Part-time Christian，
就是那个半时间的基督徒。
Sometime Christian，
有时候是基督徒。
You pray sometime，
有时候我们祷告。
You read sometime，
有时候我们读点圣经。
So they'll be God will bless them sometime，
有时候就祝福他们。
Don't let God bless them all the time。
那撒旦就说：“不要让神呢一直祝福他们。”
The best question is let them half here, half there, half a life.
撒旦就说呢，让他们成为那样的基督徒，就是一半一半。
But the Holy Spirit won't let it this way.
但是呢，圣灵不会让你成为这样的基督徒。
He'll make you a full-time Christian.
他会让你成为一个全时间的基督徒。
He'll give you the full power.
他给你全部的能力。
Not only that, he will make sure.You are enlightened. You can see the truth of God.
而且他会确定让你呢真的心灵的眼睛得开，你知道真是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit almost like an AI.
那这个圣灵呢就像一个机器人。
It's like a chatbot, GPT.
就像现在的这个 Chat GPT.
Make it more creative.Make you more creative.
Yeah. 但让你呢更加有创造力。
Make you more insightful.
让你更加的有很多的这个。
Illuminate the heart of your eye.
他把你的眼睛打开了。
So you can see the truth of God.
你能够眼睛得开，看到神的真理。
The people in the world they don't see it clearly because they don't have the Holy Spirit.
那世上的人呢看不到神的真理，因为他们没有圣灵在里面。
But we have the Holy Spirit. You make it real to us.
但是呢，是我们有圣灵在里面，他会把神的旨意显明出来。
And they don't think because with God, you only with the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, you can understand the truth of God.
因为只有借着神的灵才能明白神的事。
So that's why Holy Spirit is the best gift.
所以呢，圣灵是最重要的恩赐。
In Romans chapter 8, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of hope, the Spirit of prayer too.
那在这个罗马书第八章呢，说圣灵呢就是这个爱的灵，这个信心的灵，也是这个祷告的灵。
Augustine, even the greatest theologian Augustine, he always argued Holy Spirit is the spirit of love.
Augustine 呢，在早期神学里面，他一直就辩护说，这个圣灵就是爱的灵。
Without Holy Spirit, we cannot love each other.
他就说，没有圣灵，我们不可能彼此相爱。
We are talking about agape, unconditional love.
我们在讲这个神的这种无条件的爱。
It's not because you are somebody, because God loves you, I must love you too.
那这不像世界上的，就是你爱我，我才爱你。
And Jesus' command is love as I have loved you.
那耶稣呢，命令大家就说，你们彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。
Love each other as I have loved you.
就彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。
That's a new command.
那这是一个新的命令。
What's the old command?
那旧的命令是什么呢？
The old command is very low standard. Just love. If you don't like that person, you can hate your enemy, but you can love the people you love.
那旧的命令就是说，你如果不喜欢那个人呢，你不需要爱他，你就爱你所爱的人。
In New Testament, you don't have to like that person, you can still love them.
那在新约里面呢，你不是说一定要喜欢那个人，但是呢，你要爱那个人。
Last time we talked about prayer at all time for all people in all occasion.
上次呢，我们特别的讲到，就是说要为所有的人在所有的场合， 所有为所有的人祷告。
That's in the Bible. Tamara, where's the Bible?
Where's the Bible?
In that verse, pray at all times for all people in all situations.
Is it Corinthians? I don't know.
Almost there.
Acts.
Paul. Paul. Paul is the cycle. This is a dictionary.
I'm taking notes, though.
Almost there. John. Pray at all times for all people. At all situations.
And
before Philippians is what?
Before
it. 心灵的宝剑，再来。
Sword of the Spirit, which chapter?
Galatians.
Almost there. Mary,
my son. I failed.
The pastor failed. My daughters, my wife don't know, so.
No. Actually, your wife was right, but she doubt. It's efficient.
Ephesians
chapter 6.
第六章。
太小声。
Now, one thing I ask you guys question is that one thing I want to focus, we need to read the Bible more.
那我为什么问大家呢？就让大家更加集中的呢，要多读圣经。
Because if we don't read the Bible, the Satan has the opportunity to give us the wrong idea, the wrong thought, the wrong way to do things.
如果我们不读圣经呢，仇敌撒旦就要把错误的思想放在我们的里面，让我们做错的事情。
Okay, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
让我们翻开以弗所书第六章。
And look at when we pray.
来，我们看看，当我们祷告的时候，我们怎么祷告
？Chapter six, verse 17.
这里从十七节开始，第六章十七节。
And Pastor Wang going to read for us.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Go on.
靠着圣灵，随时多放祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦。为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，是我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
Now here, last time, a lot of people told me they practice this. That's important.
那上一次呢，就是好多人讲到呢，他们在实践这些话神的话语，那是非常重要的。
We must practice the Bible.
我们必须要去实践圣经。
Otherwise, that's useless.
那不然的话就没有用处。
It's like you go to supermarket buy the food, you don't cook it.
就像你在这个超市里面买了食物，但是呢，你没有去做饭。
You just put it in the fridge, hey, it's nice.
那就把它放在冰箱里面，就说哦，这挺好。
Or you do something with that, but you just look at it without digest, without eating.
或者说你看了挺好，你最后呢没有吃，也没有消化。
Jesus said, we must eat God's word as much as your physical food.
所以耶稣讲呢，就是我们吃神的话语，就像吃神我们平时吃的食物一样。
Last time we talked about only pray in the spirit.
上一次我们讲到呢，在圣灵里面祷告。
That's only halfway.
那这是一半。
Because a lot of time we pray not according to the spirit.
因为好多时候我们祷告的时候呢，不是按照圣灵。
According to myself will.
的祷告是我们自己的意思在祷告。
My self-centeredness.
我们自我为中心的方式在祷告，也是按照世界上的观念在祷告，或者是按照我们眼目的情欲在祷告，或者是我们对物质世界的一种欲望在祷告。
But the Holy Spirit works only this way.
而且圣灵是这样工作的。
He works with God's word.
他呢，工作是按照圣经在工作，圣的话在工作。
The Holy Spirit, his power is in God's word.
那他的能力也通过神的话语来彰显。
That's why Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit will give you Holy Spirit because Holy Spirit is life; it gives you power."
那圣经里面耶稣讲呢，就是说把圣灵赐下来呢，要是成为这个赐能力的灵。
That is in John 6:63. My spirit is life. My spirit gives life.
Yeah.
那在这个约翰福音十六章呢讲的，我的灵就是生命，是赐生命的灵。
And also my spirit is God's word.
而且说我的灵就是神的话，神的话就是灵。
So if Jesus said, we better pay attention.
如果耶稣这样讲，我们就要这样要注意。
The Holy Spirit works with God's word. God's word is like a sword.
那圣灵呢和神的话在一起工作，神的话就像一把宝剑。
So here, pray in the Spirit means pray with God's word too.
那这里在圣灵里面祷告，也就是说，也按照神的话来祷告。
So we must not only talk to God.Talk to brother and sister. Christian life is so much talking.
那我们不仅仅是给弟兄姐妹祷告，给神祷告。我们好多时候基督徒的生活好像太多的讲话了。
God wants you to listen to when you pray.
那神要你呢，在祷告的时候，你同时也要懂得聆听。
Means if you pray to 20, 30, 50 times depends on the person, right? And now you need toReceive God's message, God's word, 20, 30 times two.
那你一天如果是20-30次的祷告，不同的人可能不同，但是你要学习20-30次的来聆听神的话。
If you want to practice the presence of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and also enjoy your Christian life, be blessed, you must pray more. Not only that, you must read more too.
如果你真的要过一个这个正常的得胜的基督徒的生活的话呢，你就要来祷告更多，而且要读圣经更多。
You keep talking to God, you don't let God to talk to you.
那你不仅仅是向神讲话，你不能不让神向你讲话。
That's not communication. Think about a person keep talking to you.
那不是正常的交流。你想想，一个人老是给你讲话。
He won't give you a chance to talk back.
他不给你一个机会让你来跟他讲话。这就是我们好多时候生活，我们祷告呀，祷告呀。
And also God give me this, give me this. All this are not God's idea.
那我们说给我这个，给我那个，但是这些都不是神的心意。
Those ideas from the world.
那这些心意是世界上的心意。
It's about time we must have self-control. It's God control. It's our thinking must be restricted to the productive God's thinking.
所以现在也到时候了，就像圣经所讲的呢，我们要自律，有那个 discipline， 完了以后呢，让我们的生命更加的productive， 就是有质量，多生产。
Happy life，
是
更 happy life，
更幸福的一个生活，是一个更有质量、更产出的一个生活。
And in Psalms.It always talk about meditate on God's word. Meditate.
在这个诗篇里面特别讲到呢，要来默想神的话。
If you know how to worry about things, you know how to meditate things.
如果你懂得怎么样去当心的话呢，你要学会怎么样去来默想神的话。
When you worry about something,
那你在当心某件事情的时候呢
？Alistair, what you do when you worry about something?
如果你
wasting
time， 如果你担心一些东西，你就你会做什么
？You keep thinking the problem，
你就不断的在想这个问题。
You keep talking about the problem，
你不断的讲这件事情。
You keep acting on this problem，
你不断的围着这个事情在做事。
You find out you are in a deeper problem，
后来我们发现我们陷入了更深的问题。
And you becoming a problem yourself.
我们自己也成了问题。
That's called worry.
那就是担心忧虑。
Meditation is the same thing.
这个冥想默想呢也有点类似。
You don't meditate the worry. You meditate God's word.
那当我们冥想的时候，不是在冥想我们担心的事情，而是冥想这个神的话。
Instead of keep meditating, thinking about the problem, you keep thinking about the Bible verses.
我们不再是不断的来想那些担心的事情，而是我们不断的来在这个默想神的话语。
I can do all things for him who give me strength.
比如说神的话讲到，就是靠着呢加给我力量的，凡事我都能做。
God is love. That's why you must love other people.
那圣经里面讲到呢，神就是爱，所以我们可以爱别人。
Come to me, I will give you rest.
那主耶稣也讲到，到我跟前来，我要让你得安息。
The problem become powerless, because every time the problem come, you say, God loves me, I will give it to him.
那好多时候我们的生活呢变得就是没有能力，软弱，是因为事情来的时候我们就说，我只把这个事情交给神。
You meditate, God is love, God loves me.
那你要去默想，神就是爱。
God care about me.
那神是关心我的。
Cast my burden to him, because he said he will take it up.
我要把我的忧虑卸给神，因为圣经上讲呢，他会帮助我，为我们承担。
There's a 7,000 promise in the Bible.
那圣经里面呢有7,000个应许。
And all these adversity, these circumstances, for one purpose is to train us to be the have the character of God's people.
那好多时候神允许一些困难的环境出现，是要训练我们，我们真的能够明白神的话语。
God send you a lovely person.
那神有时候给你差派一个非常可爱的人。
So you learn how to love them, love the unlovable.
就说一个不可爱的人，先训练你去爱这个不可爱的人。
This morning I was with James waiting, you know, for David to give us a ride.
那今天早上呢，我和 James 就等。David 来载我们。
God sent me a crazy person.
那神呢送了一个
screaming and yelling
有问题的人在那边大吼大叫。
A homeless lady screaming and yelling. Just for some reason, he picked my seat. I was sitting. He just come to my bench.
就是他在那边大吼大叫，完了以后我坐在那个地方。后来他把我的那个座位拿走。
I want a cappuccino.
他说我需要一个 cappuccino。
I said no problem.
我说没问题。
First you wait, I'll get you a cappuccino.
我就说那你等着，我给你一个 cappuccino。
Then he said I want $5.
但是我需要5块钱。
I said no problem, I'll get some change to give you $5.
说没有问题，等一会我买完以后我给你5块钱。
Every time is no problem, she's looking for problem. I don't, I looking for love.
他每次都要找一个找问题，但是呢，我没有问题。
Eventually, she lost interest to me.
后来呢，他对我没有兴趣。
Because she cannot argue with me.
他没有办法跟我来争论。
No problem. You sit there. I'll go to buy you a cappuccino. Then I get something, give you $5. Right. By the time I try to buy some, she already gone.
我就说没有问题，我给你买杯咖啡去的，完了给你5块钱。后来我去买的时候，来他已经走了。
In your daily life, God will send you different people to love, to accommodate, to care, some situation for to hope. Everything is good.
那神呢，在这个日常生活里面会差派一些人来到你的旁边来学习，让你学习去爱。其实方式都是好的。
God allow things to happen to you for your goodness.
神让事情发生是为了你的好处。
All things work together for the good if you willing to learn.
圣经上讲呢，凡事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。如果你愿意学习的话。
If you have the right attitude, renew your mind, you know this is from God.
那如果你有个正确的态度，你就知道这是从神而来。
Even you know, hey, this is from evil. This is evil thing. But when it happens to me, it becomes God's will.
那即使他你知道这是仇敌做的，是一个坏事情，但是呢，如果发生在我的身上，你知道神有好事情。
God allow it happen to reach you, become your matter. It means it already become God's will.
那神让这个事情临到你的时候呢，特意的临到你呢，那就是神的旨意建立在你身上。
For your benefit,
那让你能得益处。
Because all things work together for the good.
因为万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
You look at the worst problem as the something from God. You're going to do something to learn something. Usually, God send you the opposite to train you how to be patient, how to love.
那如果很坏的是最坏的状况临到你，你要知道神呢这时候要用你训练你呢，要来懂得怎么。
The fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, nine fruits, right?
那圣经里面讲到呢，圣灵界的九种果子，像忍耐啊、喜乐、和平。
How do God train you patience?
那生怎么样来训练你有这个忍耐呢
？If everything is smooth, you don't need patience.
如果所有的东西都很平顺，你不需要忍耐的。
The only way to learn patience is to send you an impatient person.
非让你学习能够去忍耐的方法的，是送一个。没有忍耐的人到底。
Hey, you say this is evil.
那你就说这个是仇敌来的。
But God said no. When it reaches you, that's a blessing.
那神就说，这个呢，人到你旁边就是要祝福你的。
It's my will.
这是我的旨意。
It becoming my will now.
现在就成了我的旨意。
Do you want to take this cup?
你愿意不愿意喝这个杯
？And Jesus said, I will take this cup.
那耶稣说呢，我愿意来喝这个杯。
Die in the cross, that's evil.
那死在十字架上当然是很坏的一件事情。
Die as a criminal is evil.
那特别是又成为一个罪犯。
Jesus said, how, Father, how can you treat me like this?
那他就说，父啊，你怎么这样待我呢
？And God said, for the sake of the sinfulness of this world, you're going to save them. You're going to be resurrected. You have a new life too.
那神说呢，就是为了这个世界的罪恶，那你需要来承担。你也将会复活。
If Jesus will take up the cup, we take a little cup. Is that okay?
那你说耶稣呢？喝那小杯，是应当不应当的呢
？Because God wants you to train your patience, kindness, all these things. You send you something unkind. God wants you to train your patience. He send you some impatient situation. God wants send you love. Send you an unlovable person. That's the only way to learn.
所以神呢，在你要你学习这个忍耐的时候，就送一个不忍耐的人；让你学习爱的时候，就送你一个不可爱的人。那有什么错的呢
？You said that so much, I cannot do it.、God.
你说这个太多了，对我来说。
But God said you can do it.
那神说你可以。
How?
你怎么做
？Because I gave you the Holy Spirit.
那神说我把圣灵给你了。
The Holy Spirit is power.
那圣灵就是能力。
You work with God's word.
那他和神的话一并来工作。
All you need to do is pray. God, I know in Philippians chapter 4:13, you says I can do all things through Him who gives me strength.
你就告诉神说，你说在腓立比书第四章十三节讲呢，靠着加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
Instead of meditate on the unlovely person, you meditate on how you can do it.
你不要一直想着这个不可爱的人，你要想着神怎么样让你做。
You don't meditate on the world, you meditate on Philippians 4:13, the Bible words.
你不要来成天想着这件事情这个人，你要想着神的话。
When the big problem comes, the unlovely person comes, you say, God, you said, I can.
那你这个大事情来，这个坏人来，你就给神说，我能够。
By your power,
借着你的能力
，do all things.
能够做一切的事情。
There's only one thing is nothing.
那这个是小事。
So when you meditate on God's will. Sometimes you meditate, I can.
那有时候你在这个默想神的话语的时候，你就知道，你说我能够。
Sometimes you meditate on power.
好多时
候，when you lack of power.
你在没有缺乏能力的时候，你就默想能力。
Sometimes you meditate, Holy Spirit, you are the one who give me the power.
有时候你就默想圣灵。你就说圣灵啊，你是自我能力的灵。神啊，灵在哪里？力量在哪里
？You don't look around, it's in you.
那你不去到处去找，因为在你里面。
Like a fish looking for ocean, where's the ocean?
就像一条鱼呢，在找大海在哪里
？It's in you.
它在你的里面。
God wants you to do something, He will give you the power to do that.
神要让你做任何的事情，他必然会给你能力做那。
God wants you to love someone unlovable. He gives you the power to do that.
神要让你爱那些不可爱的人，他一定会赐给能力去做那件事情。
In Hong Kong, if someone sit on my McDonald's table, the first thing I do is kick him out. Anyone want to interrupt me, kick him out.
在香港的时候，谁要是在麦当劳占了我的位置，我就让他们滚蛋。
That's the power of what?
body.
Right.
The power of
cognition.
Opposition force.
那个是什么能力呢？那是权势的能力。
Actually create problem.
那好多时候会造成很大的更大的问题。
She won't let you kick her off.
那这个时候他不让你把他给告出去。
She grab you.
他抓住你。
You out.
他说你出去。
Then there's a fight.
完了也是在打架。
So God's way is always better.
所以神的方法呢更好。
God does not use force.
那神呢不用这些暴力。
Why? Because you surrender to God.
啊，因为他是顺服神的。
God used the power of love to conquer the situation.
那神用爱的能力呢来征服这些环境。
Nobody can resist the power of love.
没有人能够来阻碍爱的能力。
Because love is powerful.
因为爱是非常有能力的。
Ask the young person when they're in love.How powerful is love?
那你要问一个年轻人，你说你问问他，就是说爱的能力。
You want your girlfriend or your mother? She pick the girlfriend every time.
What?
When the girlfriend say you pick me or pick your mother, every time you pick the girlfriend.
就是你常常要问到这个你的女朋友还是妈妈的时候。常常你都会更关心你的女朋友。
So mother, be smart when your children is in love. You don't ask this question.
所以作为母亲呢，你要比较聪明，就是说，但是他们在谈恋爱的时候，不要问这样的问题。
Because love is too powerful.
因为爱是非常的有能力的。
God's love is more powerful.
那神的爱呢，更有能力。
Because all love is God's love.
因为所有的爱是从神而来。
So the first thing we must do is not only pray, we must renew our mind.To pray the right thing.
那第一件事情呢，不仅仅是我们要祷告，而是我们要来改变我们的心怀意念呢，来做正确的祷告。
Also, let God to talk to you during the day. Hey, God wants to talk to you. God talk to you only through the Bible, mostly. Of course, through brother and sister too. But if the brother and sister, they doesn't read the Bible, that's a problem too.
那神呢？你就每一天让神来讲话。神呢，大部分时间是借着圣经来讲话，有时候也借着弟兄姐妹讲话。但是弟兄姐妹如果不读圣经的话呢，他的话就有了问题。
So we must rely on the Bible.
所以我们必须要来依靠圣经。
God, your father and partner, he wants the best for you.
那神作为你的父亲，作为你的同伴呢，他要让你得到最好的。
He give you the Holy Spirit so you have power to do what he wants you to do in the Bible.
他把圣灵赐给你呢，是要让你能够做，就是圣经里面告诉你要做的事情。
Not only he can, you can do it. He empower you to do that. You won't beyond your ability.
他不仅仅是让你能够去做，而且不会超过你的能力。
So we must learn one thing is from Romans chapter 12. And chapter verse 2, it talk about do not conform to the pattern of this world.
就像罗马书十二章讲的呢，不要这个按照这个效法这个世界。
But be transformed.
而是要心意更新而变化。
It never said you transform yourself. No, be transformed.
那圣经上讲的是被更新变化的。
Be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
就是被圣灵更新变化。
By what? By renewing your mind. Renew your mind.
让你的心意来更新。
In God's word.
就是在神的话语里面。
If you don't read God's word, God cannot change you. Even the Holy Spirit has power, He cannot change you. And we keep following the world.
如果没有神的话语呢，圣灵也没有办法来改变你，你还会继续的来追随这个世界。
The first thing you meditate is focus on the powerful word of God by the Holy Spirit.
那第一件事情呢，就是我们要来默想这有能力的神的话语，借着圣灵。
Last time, Pastor Man talked about Romans chapter 8. The first thing Holy Spirit give is give you a new life, give you life.
上一次牧师讲到呢，就是在罗马书第八章，第一件事情圣灵呢就赐给我们一个新的生命。
A spirit of life.
是生命的灵。
Even in the first verse of the Genesis, the Holy Spirit is pouring over the chaos.
甚至在创世纪第一章第一节就讲到呢，圣灵运行在这个空虚空洞的地上。
Without that, the world cannot be created.
啊，那就是没有这个圣灵的能力在运行。
Because when God says,
世界不被创造。
Let's be have light. Let's be have light.
啊，那时候就神就讲，要有光，就有了光。
And the Holy Spirit works.
圣灵就工作。
And the light comes.
圣的光就出现了。
Holy Spirit works with God's word.
所以呢，圣灵和神的话 一起来工作。
At the last chapter, Revelation 22, the Holy Spirit speaks to the church.
那在这个启示录第二十二章呢，讲到圣灵对着教会讲话。
Let us listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God too.
那我们要来听圣灵讲话，圣灵就是神。
So the Holy Spirit used God's word to transform us.
所以圣灵呢，用神的话来改变我们，更新我们。
You go to read Tony Robbins, okay? Self-help book, it won't change.
那你如果读这个作家叫什么
？Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins 的书呢，他不会来改变你。
He tried to sell books.
那他是要来卖书。
And he has a failure in life, he divorced.
他自己的生活里面啊也不怎么样啊，他也
many times.
离婚离了很多次婚。
And he even admit I'm depressing sometimes.
他自己也说他好多时候就是得忧郁症。
But why people don't read God's word? God's word is the only one in this universe from God.
神的话语呢，圣经就是在这个整个宇宙里面是从神而来赐给我们的话语。
It's a personal letter to His children like you.
他是给我们每一个孩子写的 一份私人的书信。
And also, you won't find a lot of things in the Bible. You won't find in the other books.
圣经里面写的很多的东西，在其他的书里面是找不见的。
Like unconditional love, you know.
比如说这样一个无条件的爱，在别的书里面不会写的。
You go around the whole world, you don't find a book say love the sinner.
你到这个世界上找一本书，他会说你去爱那些罪人，没有的。
And many many things.The Bible has a something you know. This is powerful.
那在圣经里面，你在读的时候，你知道呢，它是非常有能力的。
The Holy Spirit in Ephesians chapter 1, the Holy Spirit will open the eyes of your heart.
在以弗所书讲到呢，圣灵呢会照明我们心中的眼睛。
To understand God's word,
打开我们心中的眼睛呢，去明白神的话。
To give you the wisdom and understand the mystery of the gospel,
就给我们这个智慧呢，明白神话语的奥秘。
Then you will know how much hope you have in the new kingdom.
我们就知道在神的新的国度里面有多大的盼望。
How much power you have.
我们在里面有多大的能力
？And how much love God have given you？
那神给我们的爱是多大
？The power is not an ordinary power.
那所以这个能力不是一个一般的能力。
Christians is in a power of the resurrection.
那我们基督徒呢，在这个神复活的能力里面
，We're in the resurrection business.
我们今天在一个复活的这样一个。这样一个这个生意里面，工作里面。
I last baptized last week. Now he has the Holy Spirit. He's in the resurrection business now. He have a new business.
所以 ，Alistair 呢，上个星期一受洗呢，他就要进入这个在复活的这样一个旅程里面，生意里面。
So when he baptized, he baptized into the death of the old self.
当他受洗的时候，就是归入耶稣基督的死亡。
United with Christ, your old self was buried.
跟基督联合呢，你的旧人就死掉了。
If we united with Christ in his death, we will unite with Christ in his resurrection.
圣经讲呢，如果和基督在死的形状上联合呢，也和他在复活的形状。
Romans chapter 6, Alistair have a new life. It's different from 2 weeks ago.
所以罗马书第六章呢，就是
he still have the old self, he struggled, but now he has a new power.
阿里斯特有一个新的生命，两周之前
now he has a new Tesla battery inside.
今天呢，他就想开一个新的 特斯拉的电车也。
He has a new power, you know, battery inside.
他今天有新的这个动力电池在里面。
It's installed by God.
是神安装的。
And he can access to this power. He can do a lot of things.
但我们借着这个神的能力呢，就可以做很多的事情。
The first thing he must do is.
那第一件事情。
Not only pray, meditate on God's word. That's a promise. You will be blessed.
那第一件事情，只有不仅仅是要祷告，而且要来默想神的话，你将会受祝福。不要去默想那个问题。
Don't meditate on something impatient.
不要在这个令你不愉快的不能忍耐的事情上常常去想。
Because the Bible said love is patience, impatience is not love.
那所以呢，圣经讲呢，就是说爱就是恒久忍耐。如果没有爱忍耐的事情呢，不是爱。
When you face impatience, don't meditate on that. Meditate how I'm going to be patient with him.
如果你失去忍耐的话呢，你就要来默想我怎么样能够去忍耐。
And so on, you can apply this to your different area of your life.
那同样你可以把这个应用到你生活里面其他的层面。
Well, let's read Psalms chapter 1.
我们可以读一下诗篇第一篇。
John suggests me to use Psalm chapter 1 and same as Alvin.
这个John和Alvin说建议我用这个诗篇第一篇。
Okay. And Pastor read that for us.
诗篇第一篇。I'll read.不从恶人的计谋，不仗罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，为喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，方他所做的进度顺利。
Only six verses.
也恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
This is called renewing your mind.
那这就是用神的话来改变我们的心意，心思一念。
The one who meditates his law day and night will be the one blessed.
这里讲到呢，就是，要这个喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Like pray.Like prayer, you must always ponder God's thought, God's will. Read the Bible, even just chapter 1, Psalm chapter 1. Every day, at all times, 24/7.
就像祷告一样，你也开始来默想，默想神的话语，就像从诗篇第一篇一样。
Every day in the morning, the first thing you do is don't look at CNN, don't look at your stock market. The first thing you look at is the Bible.
所以早上起来第一件事情呢，不是要来看这个CNN 的新闻，或者是看你的股票市场的账目，而是要来读圣经。
Even before you talk to your wife,
甚至你在跟你太太讲话之前，就要这样做。I'm doing this.
That's why he's happy. And Susan do the same thing too, right? So by the same token, Susan do the same thing.
I pray before I talk to him.
Right? So both are blessed. Because the Bible says blessed. Right? Blessed is the one who meditate day and night from the beginning to the end.
这里讲到呢，就是说喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想的人，就从早上到晚上都在思想。
Day and night, all the time.
就是整天都在思想。
But of course, I don't expect you never read the Bible. Certainly, you read the Bible all day long, almost impossible. But at least you start to read the Bible.
那不是说你从早到晚都要读圣经，但是你至少要读圣经，开始读圣经。
If you read the Bible in the afternoon, you've been reading the Bible for 10 years. Read in the afternoon. Now you change it to in the morning.
那你可能下午一直有习惯读圣经，那你也可以改变到早上。
You make a difference in your Christian life.
但是早上读经呢，在你的生活里面是有不一样的。
Because in the morning your mind is blank.
因为在早上的时候，你的心里，
clear,
心灵是当时是干净的。
Clear and the best shape.
清楚的。啊，在最佳的状态。
You give the best to God.
所以你把最好的时间献给神。
Even more than 2 minutes, when this God's Bible goes into one word, even one word, go into your mind, it has power already.
即使神的话一两句进到你的心灵里面呢，它都有非常大的能力。
You linger all day long.
那它就会和你同在，整天都你知道神和你同在。
Sort of like arrest your mind to do God's thing.
所以呢，好像就是你的。心灵就在那个神的话语里面就开始做神的事。
If the first thing you look at the Yahoo, the financial section.
那如果你早上起来第一件事情你就看 Yahoo 里面这个这个财经的那个专栏。
The S&P future now is down.
那你就看到这个股票市场完了，某个股票。
The whole day you worry.
那你整个一天你就开始担心。
The future market is down, all the stock market goes down, you know.And the federal chairman going to announce something, then everything will be done. All day you worry about all these things.
所以你一看到这个的时候呢，你就想到哦，这个财政部长要做什么呀？这个做什么做什么？你一天都在担心这件事情。
But that's an illusion.
那这个呢，其实是一个幻觉。
Because the next minute you don't know what is going to happen. Tomorrow you don't know what's going to happen. You know that.
你不知道下一分钟会发生什么，明天发生什么，你不知道。
Next 10 minutes, 10 years is in God's hand.
因为下一分钟，另外后来的十年都在神的手里。
To your contrary, suddenly the stock not only not going down, going up.
但是呢，有时候问题你发现根本跟你所想的是相反，它这个股票市场根本就不往下走，它就往上走。
And you show the whole thing already at a loss.
所以呢，你担心白担心，完了以后呢，你很无语。
You lost a lot of money.
所以呢，你呢，如果是当时把股票抛掉呢，你就损失了很多。
See, you know that's what happened. We depends on our feeling, our will. Don't depend on feeling. Don't be depend on anything. Depends on God's word.
那就是人依靠他自我感觉、自己的想法做事情。
Meditate on God's word.
哎，不要依靠自己的想法和感觉做事情，要来。按照神的想法来做事情，要来默想神的话，
it's blessed.
你就会被祝福。
If we don't do it, it's cursed.
那当我们不这样做的时候呢，就会受咒诅。
Old Testament is very clear, either blessed or cursed.
在这个旧约里面呢，非常的清楚，你要么受祝福，要么受咒诅。
But one thing, we continue on it. Jeremiah 17 is the same thing. It talk about the root.Okay.
在耶利米书十七章也特别的讲到。
It's similar. Verse three. Okay. Psalm chapter 1:3. What's the reason why this person is blessed? Why?
那我们再回到诗篇呢，就是第一章，就为什么说这人会被祝福呢
？Because he think about it all day long, right?
因为他昼夜在思想上。
Think about God's word, right?
思想上的话。
Everything he does will prosper. Everything he does will be smooth.
这里就说呢，他所做的进度顺利。
It's a result. Doesn't mean you don't have problem, but God will bless it.
不是说你不会有出任何的状况，而是说神必然会祝福你。
But you said the Bible is so big. How do I meditate? So many things.
那你说，哎呦，神的话这么多，我从哪里开始呢
？It starts somewhere.
那你就从某个地方开始。
Start in the morning.
你从早上开始。
5 minutes.
5分钟.
Read the Bible.
读圣经。
The Bible says, "I can do all things through Him who gives me strength."
那圣经告诉你呢，靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And after that, God will supply all your need according to glory which is Jesus Christ. In the same passage.
在那句话，圣经的后面呢，说是借着圣灵呢，主耶稣呢，神会来提供给你一切的需要。
And also, you can read the so many different Bible. Come to me, you know, I'll give you rest.
啊，那你也可以读到另一节圣经，说你来到我的跟前，我要让你得安息。
I tell you what, once you memorize God's word, focus on that and meditate on that, you find out the problem will go away because the power of the Holy Spirit.
那你就会发现，告诉你一个秘密，就是说，当你在默想圣经的时候，你发现你所面临的问题好像不见了，因为神的能力。
When you read the Bible, say, "Hey, come to me, I'll give you rest, give me the burden."
那当主耶稣讲呢，你来到我的跟前呢，
in the morning,
我要你得安息，你把那个重担卸给我，在早上。
The first thing you arrive in your office.
那，你进到你的这个办公室。
Your boss tell you.
那你的老板就告诉你。
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Sorry.
You done a good job, but also you make a big mistake yesterday.
你做的不错，但是昨天你犯了一个大错误。
The customer complain about you.
那这个顾客呢抱怨你。
Your first thinking is that not focus on that. You said, "Hey, God, give me a lesson to learn." I focus on God. I give you this burden. That must be a solution. You want me to get into this situation, but you want me to learn something from this.
那第一件事情，你不是说害怕或者怎么样？你就说，哦，神给我这个机会要学习什么啊？我把这个重担交给他。
Even you meditate one word, your attitude become positive. It will benefit your life.
那即使你来在默想神的一句话语呢，但是你的这个态度变成正面积极的时候，你一生都受用。
If you did not read the Bible in the morning,
如果你早上来不读圣经的话
，and you read CNN,
你就是读这个CNN 的这个
news
这个新闻
，and they say the stock market and the housing market going to collapse. This is from the chairman, CEO of the J.P. Morgan.
他就告诉你新闻上说呢，这个股票市场要跌落。完了以后呢
，He's a big guy. He said he's going to go down.
Yeah, 这个房屋的市场要跌落，而是那个 Morgan.
Sometimes big guy, you know, they,
他是非常厉害的。
They are not big. Usually, big guy is small because they are limited. They are not God.
你就很害怕，对不对？但其实这些人呢，听起来名声很响的人，他们也很小。
If you buy into that, okay, well, you know, you're negative thinking already. When you go to the office, the boss say, "Hey, Tamara, you."
你如果进到 office 就是 Tamara,
You tell the counter buy something now, going down.
但你是应该是这个是要。怎么买股票？但是呢，现在下去了。
JP Morgan is right, you know. I'm stupid.
那你可能就说：“哎呦 ，JP Morgan。”
Then the whole day you're down.
所以，那整天呢？
You talk to the boss, you know, it's not my problem. He wants to buy, you know.
你就告诉你的 boss 说：“不是
我的问题。”
你
就 your boss blame you. Your cousin blame you.
That's tough.
But on the other hand.In the morning, you said, "God, all things work together for the good." Then you know, hey, this must be good. When it comes to me, enrich me, the bad things become good things. Because Joseph is like that. Bad thing happened to him, and good things again.
所以呢，你就先到哎，神啊，让这些事情发生，肯定有你的美意，就像约瑟一样，啊，坏事情发生在他的身上，
最后 how to deal with your boss. You pray, hey, boss.Okay, God, help me to deal with the boss. You are God. He's just a boss, right? You're the real boss.
你就会向神祷告说：“神啊，你来帮助我，怎么样跟这个我的老板来处理这件事情？
Hey, boss,
你是大
boss,
大
you smile,
大 boss, 他是小
boss.
Boss,
what's the problem?
你就给他来微笑说。
The boss was very nervous attitude. Now when you calm him down, okay.
但因为你的老板已经很紧张了，你这样的态度呢，让他会平静下来。
Why? You said, you know, nobody know about tomorrow, right? Especially from the Bible, right? Nobody know about tomorrow. You don't know. Sometimes
他就说
we all make mistakes, right? Including me. Don't worry. The customer, we gonna talk to them, calm them down. Maybe if you hold on to that, you'll come back.
你就会来安慰你的老板，你就说，哦哟，这些事情虽然这样发生呢，那个跑掉的那个顾客呢，他也会回来的。
And the boss calm down, your customer calm down, and actually it did happen. In next 2 weeks, it reversed.
你就发现了，老板平静下来了，你的顾客也平静下来，你发现两周以后呢，事情就相反。
2 weeks later, you go to the office.
所以两周以后呢，你就。 来到办公室。
The boss said, Tamara.
老人家 Tamara。
Thank you.
I'm used to it.
谢谢你，谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
You calm me down. You hold on to that. Now it's becoming a good investment.
就是说现在谢谢你，那个真的是一个很好的投资。
And you thank God. You thank God. God. You calm me down.
谢谢，感谢神，你让我能够平静下来。
Now sometimes it won't happen this way, but at least you come, you let God work at the right part for everybody. You don't depend on yourself, you depend on God, the prayer, and the meditate on the Bible.
所以呢，一开始这样的状况呢，你就不要待在这个问题上面，而是待在神的话语上面。
If you want to be healthy mentally, the best way is to read the Bible the first thing in the morning. Will turn your life around better than you do anything else.
所以，如果要你的心思健全、头脑健康，你最好的方法就是早上起来就读圣经。
Because the Holy Spirit used the Bible to give you power to live the whole day.
因为圣灵呢，借着圣经的话语呢，就让你整个一天都有能力过这一天。
Most of time, Holy Spirit work with the Bible.
那大部分的时间圣灵是通过圣经来工作。
Sometimes through the preaching.
有时候也是通过讲道。
Sometimes through prayer. But mostly is when you meditate, focus on God's thinking, you become what you think about all day long.
所以呢，更多的时候就是当你怎么样来默想神的话语呢，你后来的日子就变成你所想的那样。
So that's why one of the Christian philosophers said, I think, therefore I am.
所以曾经有一位基督徒的这个哲学家说是我思故我在
I think become I am
就是我所想的最后就变成了我的状况
You don't have control over your feeling You don't have emotion or even the future But you think Everything will work
那我们虽然对未来是未知的也不能控制的但是当我们这样去默想的时候呢事情会沿着这个方向发展
And the Bible says it too in some chapter I think it's chapter 20, 24 It says right here And also chapter 6 too It says You become what you think about all day long
所以圣经上也是这样讲的当我们默想的时候呢我们所做的行为这些就
Guard your heart
所想的也
Guard your heart
所以呢我们要来保守我们的心
Everything flow from it
因为一切都由心发出
so guard your thinking
所以我们来保守我们的思想
meditate on God's word
我们要来常常的来默想神的
话语 focus on God's word
而且要来聚焦在神的话语
not just pray talk to God let God talk to you
不仅仅是来这个常常向神讲话而是让神也借着圣经向你讲话
and that's how you becoming a strong Christian
那这样呢，你就成为一个有能力的、坚强的基督徒。
Actually, the most important thinking is not only think about God's word, think about God's love.
那就是不仅仅是他的话语，更重要的是默想他的爱。
Because the love is the root, the foundation of the Bible.
因为神的爱就是圣经的一个基础。
Other word is good.But the most important thing is the power of love, God's love. God loves you.
别的话语当然都是好的，但是最主要的呢，就是神的爱，神爱。
When God loves you, when someone loves you, you know you'll get everything.
你知道，但神爱你，或者任何一个人爱你的时候呢，你会得到所有的。
You when you know your husband loves you, you can get anything from him.
如果你知道你的先生爱你，你从你的先生那边得到所有的。
You don't worry, you trust.
因为你不需要去担忧。
Because love is about giving.
因为爱都是关于给予的。
So you focus on the love.
所以呢，你就眼睛聚焦在
爱上。If you are new Christian, Alistair, new Christian, the first thing you focus on, don't focus on anything. Focus on God is my Father. He loves me.
所以就像阿拉斯的第一件事情成为一个新的基督徒呢我首先不是想别的事情而是说我的神是我的父他爱我
all the new believer too
那所有这个新的基督徒
because God says himself I'm love God is love
因为神自己说我就是爱
love makes everything possible
那爱呢让所有的事情都成为可能
even the impossible thing will be possible.
甚至那些不可能的都会变为可能。
Even the unreasonable things become possible.
甚至那些不合理的东西都会成为可能。
So everything is possible under God's love.
这对在神的爱里面，方式都能。
But don't compare, because each person is different. God loves people differently.
但是不要来比较，因为神爱人呢是不一样的。
Because each of you is a piece of artwork. Each of them is important.
那每一个人都像一个艺术品里面不同的一个角色、
unique, very unique.
角度啊，都是非常特别的。
But God will love you as you are.
所以神爱你呢，就是按照你的本相，你是谁来爱的。
Not as you want yourself to be.
也不是按照你所想要成为的那样。
We always love people until they change. I want you the way. If you do it this way, I love you.
啊，我们好多时候希望呢，别人成为这样，我就爱他。
If you start to take if you take a lot of picture, you don't share now, I don't love you. If you take a lot of picture, you share now and to my friend, I love you.
But I didn't get this part.
It's just a conversation in the car when we coming here, right?And someone complained about, hey, you take a lot of pictures, you don't send out.
有人就说你照了很多的照片，完了以后不给不给送。
But one thing love is you don't try to change other people. Let God change the other people. You love them as they are, not they change the way they do things.
你爱人呢？神的爱就是你按他的本相来爱呢，爱他见。
Why?
不是等他变了才改。
Why?
为什么？
Because God loves us as you are.
因为神爱我们也是按照我们的本相。
If God loves you as you are, you better love the other person as they are. Let God change them. You don't change people. You don't even can change yourself. How can you change people?
那如果神爱你是按照你的本相爱的话，你不要希望让别人改变了你的爱。改变人是神的事情，不是你的事情。
Focus on love.
你连你自己也改变不了。所以呢，就是专注在爱里面。
Love is the summary of the law.
所以呢，爱就是律法的总归。
In Old Testament, the Bible advises you to meditate on Moses' law.
那在旧约里面呢，神就是让你呢，就是昼夜思想摩西的律法。
Moses' law, you how many of them?
那摩西的律法有多少条？
I forgot, you know, my professor told me it's something like 12,000, 1,200,
616,
对, 600 something.How can you meditate? It is impossible.
如果有六百多条，你怎么一直去
？You becoming a burden. You wool-based Christian. You terrible. You become terrible.
所以你可能会变得很有重担。
But in New Testament, very simple.
在新约里面呢
，Only one thing you meditate.
就一件事你要来
meditate. God is love.
就是生就是爱。
Because you are the children.
Amen.
因为你是。
You focus on one thing, meditate on God's love. Everything is possible.
所以呢，当你眼睛聚焦在神就是爱呢，其他的都有可能。
That's why Psalm chapter one verse is after you think about God all day long, He is like use a parable. He is like a tree planted by the stream of water, and always green, always prosper. It comparing.Meditate all day long to a tree always prosper by the stream.
那这里讲到呢，用了一个比喻，就是像一棵树呢，栽在溪水边，啊，就是按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。方他所做的呢，进度顺利。他用了这样一个图画。
Ephesians chapter 3 from 16 to 20, it talk about one thing. It's about the root.Of a Christian community.
那以弗所书第三章十六节以后呢，特别讲到就是说，这个作为一个基督徒的团体呢，它的根本是什么
？Here, a tree has roots.
今天呢，就是说我们的一个树呢，当然也是有很多的根。
The root will make the tree.Strong because it will absorb all the water, all the nutrient from the ground.
当然，这个根呢，让树就变得这个成长强壮，因为它吸收所有的营养的水分。
God is abundant, but Moses' law is complicated.
神呢是非常的丰富的，那摩西的律法呢是很复杂的。
And that's why Jesus teaches one thing, and Paul teaches one thing too. Love is the summary of all the law.
所以耶稣和保罗呢都讲一件事情，就是说，爱就是律法的终归。
If you love each other, carry each other's burden, you already fulfilled the law.
如果你能够彼此相爱的话，就完成了律法的要求。
Based on the motivation.Of loving the other person. That's why you do things for the other person, not based on rules.
因为你今天所做的一切呢，基于你对别人的爱，而不仅仅是基于。
Just remember the root.
这个一些条款。
The root is the key.
所以呢，今天这个根是最重要的。Amen.
So we need to read two more verses. Elvin, turn to Ephesians, back to Ephesians chapter 3. And.Verse 16 to 20.
Ephesians chapter 3:16 to 20.
Okay.
以弗所书第三章十六到二十节。
And Pastor Wang going to read for us.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now it's so powerful. It says the Holy Spirit enlighten you, give you strength from your inner being.
这里是非常有能力的，就是借着圣灵呢，叫你们心里的力量会刚强起来。
You become strong in faith.
那这里呢，你们的信心呢就会变得坚固。
But most of all, you become strong in love.
那更重要的呢，你们在爱里面更加的有力量。
You will understand with all the saints together, with all the Christians together, how wide, how long, how high, how deep is God's love.
你就能够和这个所有的众基督徒一起呢，明白神爱是何等长阔深高。那这个爱是从哪里来的呢？
In the 17,
在第十七节讲到
being rooted and established in love.
因为这里面呢讲到呢是在你们的心里呢有根有基，就是说在爱里面。
The love is the root.
啊，这个爱就是根。
The big root have a lot of small root. It spread all over everywhere. Then your life will be established because of that.
从这个大的根呢，长出很多的小的根呢，都是从爱里面长出来的。
Then this love actually beyond surpass understanding and knowledge.
而且这个爱呢，是远远超过我们所能测度的。
And also this love is the fullness of God.
而且这个爱呢，就是在神的这个丰盛里面
，unfailing love，
啊，是不失败的。
From Old Testament, New Testament, God's love is everlasting love.
从旧约、新约都讲到神的爱呢是
不失败的。Does not depends what you do, it depends on what who God is.
那不是因着你做了什么，而是呢神是谁。
Even you are the worst Christian today.
即使你今天是世界上最糟糕的基督徒
，God still love you as much.
神照样是爱你。
You have nothing you can do to make God love you less.
那你不能做任何的事情让神呢爱你更少一点。
God always love you to the full.
那神爱你呢总是满满的。Amen.
That's why the word is important. We focus on love. We let branches focus on God's love. You are children of love.
所以当我们呢就是聚焦在神的爱上面的时候，我们就成为爱的儿女。
Why the word is so important?
那为什么这个根是那么的重要
？And God made the banana tree.
那是
banana tree.
那神就是造了这个橡胶树。
As an example,
就是作为一个例子。
Banana tree is something so strong. Even you burn it.
橡胶树呢，它是非常的强壮的。即使你烧它的时候
，it'll come alive again.
你烧死了以后，它还会活起来。
If you use a truck to run over it, to go over it,
如果你开一个大卡车就在里面压来压去
，after a while it'll go, it'll come up.
那后来它又就长起来。
A huge forest tree, forest fire, the banana tree will grow again.
如果是森林大火把它烧了，最后它还是会长出来。
And you cut into pieces, you'll come back.
你即使把它剁成碎片，它还是会长出来。
Why? Because the root is strong.
因为它的这个根呢是非常的强壮。
The root is spread all over the place, you cannot uproot it.
因为它的根呢就是扎的非常深，非常的广呢，你拔都拔不出来。
When you meditate on God's love, that's how strong you will be.
所以当你能够来默想神的爱的时候，你就会变成同样的
坚固。Satan cannot do anything to stop you.
撒旦不能做任何的事情要来阻挡你。
Romans 8 from 37 and 39. Nothing can separate you from the love of God.
这是罗马书第八章31-32讲的，就是没有什么东西可以把你和基督的爱隔绝。
So look at the root. The root is God planted the root, established, rooted in love already. God is love. Nothing is indestructible.
所以呢，这里面当我们在住在神的爱里面，有根有基的时候呢，没有什么东西能。
That's why the conclusion, Paul said, if God gave you His Son and died for you.
所以最后呢，保罗总结说，如果神把他的儿子能够赐给我们，死在十字架上。
Will he also give you everything?
他不会难道岂不把万物都和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Along with his son.
和他一起。
Nothing can separate from the love of God.
没有什么东西能够把我们和神
爱隔绝。Not Satan, not UFO, not nothing. No, nobody can.
没有撒旦，也没有什么不明飞行物，没有什么人能够把我们和神的爱隔绝。
So the first thing I recommend the brother and sister focus on the root first, God's love.
所以第一件事情呢，来这个鼓励弟兄姐妹的时候呢，就是一定要首先呢聚焦在神的爱，对你的爱。
It's not for other people, for you.
就是对你自己的爱。
One to one.
就是神对你
God knows,
一对一的爱。
Something Tamara did not tell me, but God knows.
但是有一件事情刚才 Tamara 从来没告诉我，但是神知道。
Something John did not tell me, but God knows.
可能 John 没有告诉我，但是呢，神知道。
But God goes on to love John.
那神呢是爱 John.
Even John is not lovable.
那甚至可能他有时候不太可爱。
Of course, sometimes he's lovable too.
有时候他也很可爱。
But God knows you don't need to worry.
但是神知道你。
He loves you as you are.
你不需要担心，因为他按你的本性。
He knows you by name.
他按你的名来招你。
He loves you.Exactly the way you are, and he's not going to stand there. He's going to go on to improve you.
他爱你是按照你的本性，他也不断的会来，让你会变。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
按照圣灵的能力。
So you pray, you meditate, you read God's word, and you change gradually.
你默想，你不断的在长进。
No instant change.
你不是会立刻就改变。
If you want instant change, you take drugs.
如果你要想立刻改变，你就吃毒品。
God change always slowly but surely, slowly and surely.
神改变人呢是慢慢的改变，但是确定的改变。
It's not God's weak because you are weak. God is patient with you.
那不是因为神是没有足够的能力，而是我们
比较
软弱。神是忍耐的。
So Alex, today you focus on meditate on God's love.For you, not for other people.
所以今天就 Alistair Tamara 呢，就是你们聚焦在神对你自己的爱，不是对别人的爱。
And all the brother sister, you just become a Christian, that's okay. But God knows, He will give you love to empower you to live your Christian life.
那其他的弟兄姐妹也是一样，你虽然知道神爱你，但是今天呢，集中在神对你的爱。以后你就
to be rooted and established in love by the power of the Holy Spirit is not you put love in that, because God, Holy Spirit already put love into your heart. Romans chapter 5.
要知道，不是你要去爱，而是圣灵已经把爱浇灌在你的心。
Holy Spirit already pour out His love in you.
因为神已经把爱浇灌在你身上。
Overflow.
已经充满满而溢出来。
It's a gift of God.
这是神的恩赐。
So you focus on God's love in this evening.
所以你要来这个集中在神的爱。Amen.
May God bless this word.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for Duncan. He's a very, very precious man of God. So when he explains Bible, there's such a richness. He preaches what he believes. And he does what he believes too. You know, this is something we really need to hear and meditate.
这些都是我们需要听, 我们也需要默想。
Roots is God's love.
那这个根基呢, 就是神的爱。
That is something that strengthens us all the time.
那这个就是坚固我们的一个东西。
Even as a pastor, sometimes, you know, my thoughts, something happened, I could doubt about God's love.
那甚至作为牧师呢, 有些事情发生, 我也会怀疑神的爱。
Sometimes Satan will come to attack you.
那有时候呢,
you always think, you know, something maybe I did wrong.
你会想, 哦, 是不是我做错了一件事情呢?
Maybe I am not walking in the will of God.
是不是我没有按神的心意来做事呢?
Maybe this, maybe that.
可能是这样, 或者是那样。
But today's message is very important.
但今天的信息是非常重要。
Rooted in His love.
我们要在神的爱里面扎根。
When Satan tried to baffle us.
那当撒旦呢，试着来就是攻击我们的时候，and he's not able. 他就没有办法来攻破。
So this is something. This message is very rich, very important.
那今天的这个信息呢是非常深刻，也是非常重要。
Meditate on God's word.
那我们就是在神的话语上默想。
Most important is meditate on His love.
那更重要的就是要默想神的爱。
He mentioned something about reading Bible in the morning. It's very important. You know, sometimes we think, I can read the Bible any day, any time of the day. It's true. But if you practice reading Bible and praying in the morning, it makes a big difference.
但是如果呢，你来就是操练早上的时候来读圣经呢，将会给你人生带一个重要的一个。
As our brother shared, our mind is clear.
就是像我们弟兄讲的，早上的时候你的思想是清晰的。
And rested well.
然后你也得到了很好的休息。
And it's different, very different.
那你会感到非常的不一样。
In the morning, when you read, it's very different.
早上的时候你读经是非常不一样。
Very, very different.
非常的不一样。
And your whole day will be different too.
但那一天呢也会不一样。
Anyway, because of the time, we will take communion together.
因为时间缘故呢，我们先来领圣餐。
So while our brothers and sisters are preparing, so we may have a few people to come to respond to the word of God.
那在弟兄姐妹准备圣餐的时候，如果有人想来回应，
So when we are taking the communion together, and then we can pray.
那我们领圣餐的时候呢，我们就一起祷告。
And then also we can encourage maybe three or four people just come together to take the communion, and then pray for the things, pray for the message.
那我们也鼓励就是两三个可以聚集在一起来领圣餐，然后之后一起来为这个信息来祷告。Amen，哈利路亚。Lord，we thank you。主，我们感谢你。Thank you for today's message。啊，我今天的信息向你献上感恩。Thank you for the passion for the word you have put in our brother Duncan。我们为就是你把神话语的这种热情放在Duncan弟兄身上的这种热情献上。Lord,
you continue to bless him, bless his family.
继续的来祝福他，祝福他的家庭。
Bible says, when a person gives, it shall be given to him.
圣经上说有给的就会得着，会被给。
Lord, we just thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for today's communion.
我们为今天的这个领圣餐献上感恩。
In the Bible, Jesus said, "This is the blood I shed for you."
圣经上说，耶稣说，神，这个是我的宝血为你流出。
For the forgiveness of your sins.
是为了赦免你的罪。And
this is the body which is broken for you.
我的身体是为你来摆上。
Wow.
Lord, we thank you for your blood and your body. So we, our sins are forgiven.
Hallelujah.
We become one in Jesus Christ. We can practice love because you loved us first. Lord, thank you for your love. Just thank you. In our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.